We're back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Friday Night Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers, Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always, on Fridays, we're joined by Shuckers bench coach and acting manager, Fidel Pena. Fidel, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
It's been a fun week. A lot of close games, but Shuckers have won two of the first three, and it's a fresh start as well. Start the week 0-0 in the second half. How important has it been to stack some early wins?
We definitely built on some good momentum we had towards the end of the first half. You know, the guys played some really good baseball like last maybe 2-3 weeks of the season, and we have carried that into the new half. And the guys are, they just continue to build off of that.
One of the big things as well is the ability to win close games. You've won 8 of your last 10. A lot of them have been close. Almost 60% of the games this year have been decided by 2 or less. Something that has been kind of a theme from the team this season is their resiliency in those close games. How much have you seen that tick up recently, and especially this week against Pensacola?
I mean, it's always fun, you know, to see that, you know, whenever the games are in the line and then the pitching comes in and do their thing, and or there's always like one big play that saves the game. Like, it's always fun to see that, because like that's when like where the guys develop the most, you know, when the game's on the line, when there's some pressure, that's when the game asks for more out of them, and then it's good to see them respond, so that's always fun.
What's been the messaging to this team about continuing what has really just been a terrific month of June?
I mean, just continue to do what you're doing. Continue to take care of yourself. It's getting hotter by the minute out here. So obviously, you know, being responsible, staying hydrated, doing your thing in the gym, and just really managing, your body, and you know, giving it what it needs. You know, the rest it needs, the hydration it needs. Like it's just gonna continue to be the message to the guys. Just take care of yourself.
The bullpen has been a lot of fun to watch over the past couple of weeks, and you guys have a number of fun horses down there, whether it's Blake Holub, Justin Yeager, Craig Yoho, Sam Carlson, Caleb Bowman. The list goes on and on and on. How exciting is it to be able to turn to guys with as much talent as you guys do have down in that bullpen?
I mean, it's always fun, you know, having guys that you can trust that are going to come in and throw strikes and just challenge the opposing batters, you know, just coming at them and just make something happen. You know, it's really good to have those veteran arms, you know, in the back of the bullpen that have really helped us, you know, in those really close games like you mentioned before.
The offense playing well, the defense playing well, the pitching playing well. How much does it take pressure off each of the other parts when everything's firing in all cylinders?
I mean, like, for you to win a game, everybody has to do the job, and like every aspect of the game has to be taken care of. So whenever everything is working, you know you're gonna have some success, and it's good to see that. It's good to see the guys, you know, just going out there and taking care of the baseball, hitting, you know, in big spots, and then the pitching coming up and making some big pitches for us.
Xavier Warren last night, a terrific night. 3 runs driven in. He's now driven in a run at each of his last 5 games. What have you seen from him at the plate that's contributed to what has been a big stretch the last couple of games and a big-time month of June?
I mean, he's been working on some adjustment with JJ in the cages, and it's obviously paying off for him. You know, he's, you know, gaining more confidence, you know, coming out there and just putting it all out there and just trusting what he's doing in the cages, and it's really paying some dividends for him.
When you talk about that confidence, how much has it helped this team confidence-wise with the last 2 to 3 weeks they've had? They're averaging over 5 runs a game in the month of June, and, well, it's almost July.
Well, that's good. You know, that's always good to see. And it's just been a team effort. You know, like, everybody's, like, putting, like, the little pieces and it's all just coming together real well for us. Like I said, like, it's been great to see the guys, you know, come together and play some really good baseball in the last 3-4 weeks, probably.
Talking about really good baseball, you got a really good starter going tonight in Logan Henderson, who has just been a joy to watch the last couple of weeks with this ball club. What have you seen from him that's really stood out over the past few starts of his here in Double A?
I mean, he joined us, probably just over 3 weeks ago or something like that, and he's just been a professional at everything he does. You know, the way he takes care of his body, the way he goes about his business has been great, and it's really paying some dividends for him as well, with some really good results on the mound. He has been like lights out for us. Like, every start has been 5+ innings, and he's just really, you know, dominated the Double A level so far. So it's just good to see him succeed, you know, like those kids that come up and they just get get used to the league right away, and then and they come with some good routines, and like they're really pros. Like that's really good to see for those guys.
It makes it a lot of fun to watch. Appreciate the time, Fidel.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and Blue Wahoos coming up next.